nothing's happened on my atomic clock. It says 20 minutes after 1, so who knows? All righty, our guest today is Patricia McAllister. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks, and Patricia's website is ZionistJewFedReserve.com. And so I don't know. What's going on? A big scare for nothing, maybe, huh?
Oh, yes. It sounds like it, yes. Nothing has happened.
Yeah, interesting. that is very interesting that they would put that out, because it was on their website, the Homeland Security website. Was that another false flag apocalypse story, as Dan suggests? Dan is our board op, and maybe that's what it was, but it was on their website. Mm-hmm. I saw it, and it's interesting. I wonder how many, people change. Oh, the amazing Dan. I'm sorry. The amazing Dan. I wonder if anybody changed their plans or did anything differently today as a result of that announcement.
Very interesting, yes. I'd be interested to know that, too.
Yes, indeed. All righty, we were talking about the Holocaust, and you were talking about Fred Leuchter and some of the logistics of the gas chambers, the so-called gas chambers, which they actually used, to get rid of lice, because they were trying to avoid typhus and typhoid and all of this other stuff that occurs when you have a lot of people grouped together. And, of course, the Germans were starving because of the blockades and whatnot. And so everybody in Germany was basically starving, as were the people in the camps. And the other thing is that the Jews apparently did not like to take showers, and so this contributed to their illness. And we've all seen the bodies. You know, we've all seen the pile of bodies. And of course, we've also not been told about Eisenhower's 200 death camps. Now, he actually had 200 camps within Germany where at least 1.5 million Germans, men, women, and children, starved to death. And these were the real camps. And so what happened when he opened up the one camp, Buchenwald, he got all the press in to take all of these pictures, and he contacted members of Congress, and he contacted Churchill, and so it was a big to-do. So while they were exposing the so-called crimes of the Germans, they were actually concealing their own crimes, which is something that they're good at doing.
Yes, definitely.
So I'm reading your website here. I'm multitasking. I'm reading some of the things that you've said here. And I think you've got a lot about this. What I did, and it's because of one of our listeners by the name of Dan, also another marvelous Dan, who created a list of websites and articles and things that we could send, that people who know about the Holocaust can send to their friends. And basically, it just exposes the whole thing. And so I've created this little default email for people that I can just send this email out, and it's a very nice resource. All righty, it looks like we are going to a three-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Patricia McAllister. Stay tuned.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
My guest today is Patricia McAllister, and her website is ZionistJewFedReserve.com. Now, getting back to my letter that I send out, you know, it takes, after we've been indoctrinated to believe a particular thing, it takes so much effort to really reconsider your perceptions, because nobody likes to be made a fool of. Nobody likes to feel like they have been fooled or lied to. So it's a lot easier to just stay in denial, because then you don't have to take any responsibility. You don't have to do anything. If you just deny that something is true, then you don't have to act on it. And so this letter that Dan, one of the listeners, developed and I added to it, I think is, you know, it's a good thing. And I think that as we meet people who will be open to listening or to even reviewing things, then perhaps, you know, we can teach a few.
Yes.
What do you think? I
agree with you. And let's go back to the children. When we would teach the children about the Holocaust, I remember specifically when I taught a class and I mentioned the Holocaust to the students, and they were like, didn't want to hear it. Some of them even had some negative comments about Jews. So our children are very intelligent, and I was surprised. And they were, like, bored. They didn't want to hear anymore about it. I think they feel like it's being shoved down their throats because they see these Jewish judges sending them and their family members to prison, and they know about this Jewish judge who had a scam to send the kids to these juvenile halls so they get money. So, I mean, they kind of know a little bit about these Jews. You know, most of them are the judges, like I said, and a lot of them are, they work in these halls and camps. They run them. So they're not that unaware of them and their behaviors, but they distrust them from what I've picked up. Now, being a teacher, I couldn't say anything negative about them. I was just listening and watching their behaviors. But I think they're on to them, and I hope they are, because had the American people known about these Jews, they wouldn't be on the street right now, many of them, sleeping in their cars. They lost their homes. And so I, even when I was living in Chicago, I'm from Chicago, you know, mm-hmm. and I was born and raised there. I remember before I left, some Jewish guy, Bernstein or something like that, called me asking me if I wanted to get a home loan or sell my home or something like that. So that's, they were really starting to call around. This was like in 2002, I think, 2001, trying to get people's houses. So I knew they were up to no good. And I think we need to educate our people, our children, about them. It's almost like they're predators. And if you don't let your children know about them in a nice way, we're not trying to teach hate. We're just trying to tell them about these people. Now, someone asked me, they said, well, many of them are changing their names now. And they are Jewish people, like the Rothsteins or the Steins. They're going into courts. I had this lady tell me. She works in the courts. And they're changing their names because they don't want people to stereotype them by the name. So I tell people, if they change their names, that's okay. You can recognize them by their behaviors. That's all. If they're trying to rip you off, lying, stealing, and cheating, you know it's a Jew. So don't, you know. I'm not being you. I'm just telling you. I have to be that way, too. You see, they're changing their names. Like Duffy, he was the, that's not a Jewish name. He was the president of our union, Duffy. And I found out he was a Jew because of what he did. He went and sold us out. He signed an illegal memorandum with the school district, taking the substitute teacher's seniority, giving it to newly hired teachers. Right off the cuff. And yes, he did. And I found out that he was Jewish, even though he changed his name. I don't know if he changed his name, but he doesn't have a Jewish name.
Sure. Well, what about there's a lot of people working in positions in government that are not Jewish, but they certainly are doing the work. You know, take, for instance, Cheney and Rumsfeld, and then you also have to consider the Christian Zionists and the efforts that they make in behalf of the Jews. And you have to think, my goodness, don't these people, do they want to be exploited, or do they expect to receive certain benefits from the Jews as a result of working for them?
Yes, I agree. Unfortunately, the Jews have changed the mindset of just regular American people because they have this threat over our heads that they run it, they control the media, everything, and that they run it and they can blackball you. So, yes, people have changed. They've changed their behaviors. They're now lying, stealing, and cheating. You're right. And they're not Jewish, but they're acting like it. So, as Americans, we must remember that we have to uphold our own principles, and that you cannot just do things to make money. If you're a politician and you find yourself in that position where you have to lie, steal, and cheat to keep your job, step down. Your integrity is more important than a few dollars in a house and a couple of cars. You see what I mean? Your integrity is first. You have to sleep at night. You see, your children, generation, you're passing down these curses to your children. 3-4 generations from now, you may not see it now, but it will happen. So I'm saying keep your principle and not to follow these evil people in doing these evil things.
You certainly just put it right out there, Patricia.
Yes, I've worked around Jewish people, and I know how they are. And, you know, and I don't bend, I don't sleep around. I had a company for 12 years, didn't sleep with anybody. I made my money honestly, and I can sleep at night and have peace within my soul. You see what I mean?
Sure.
So,
but we have to clone you, girl.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm not perfect now. I'd like to be, but in that area, you know, and having a business, I would try to get city contracts, you see. And I'd always stay away from the politicians because I knew to get in that circle what you had to do. So I'd stay away from them. I really did. I'd go down there and try to bid for a contract. Didn't have a chance of winning with all that corruption. But I never did bend. Never.
Good for you. You know, there's that old saying, if you can't beat him, you join him. But when you lay down with the pigs, you get up dirty, or whatever,
right.
Whatever that saying is. Mm-hmm. And even in the New Testament, it says there's a statement for fear of the Jews. And people are silent. But you certainly have not taken that route at all. I'm just, I admire you and your feistiness. It's amazing.
Thank you. Yes, something has to be done. See, they have reached a peak now where they've gone crazy. You see what I mean? We had a Jew town in Chicago. We buy all of our things there. You know, they rip us off a little bit. But no, they're at a level now. They're so rich and powerful that they've gone crazy. They're going to destroy the world. So we've got to get those people in line and get them out of this country. Once we get them out of this country, out of the Federal Reserve, I think that will trickle down and affect other countries. Look at our president. He even said he's sick of them. You see what I mean? He's got to deal with this guy every day. You see what I mean? Over there in Israel, their
sure.
leader. So he's even tired of them, how they cry. And
Well, you know, actually, he was put into position beginning in 2004. He was bought and paid for back in 2004 before he even became involved in the legislature here in Illinois. In 2004, they interviewed him. A bunch of bankers got together and interviewed him. And basically, he just came up out of nowhere. I mean, who is this guy? He just appeared out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, 4 years later, he's the president? I don't think so. It's because they paid for him. He spoke during during his campaign. He spoke before AIPAC and basically pledged his loyalty to AIPAC. And there are certainly YouTube videos showing that. And I believe that the reason that that he has inadvertently admitted that he is Muslim is so that the people who aren't as astute as you will say, oh, look, he's a Muslim. He's destroying our country, so we're going to have to go over there. We're going to have to bomb Iran. Look at what he's doing to our country. When, in fact, that is just fake opposition. He is owned by the Jews.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is. I'm disappointed in him, too. He's in my prayers, but I'm very disappointed in him. He won't even let the word black fall off his lips. I mean, black people are suffering in this country. His wife and children and mother-in-law are descendants of slaves, but you wouldn't know it. And some African-Americans I talked to said, well, maybe he'll do something for blacks if he gets a second term. I said, well, if he depends on my vote, he won't get a second term because I am not going to vote for him, not only just because he hasn't done anything for blacks. He's not doing anything for the country. Only thing he has done is gone over there and killed 50 million Libyans. And I don't count that as an accomplishment. He needs to be over here trying to fix this problem that we have, unemployment, homelessness, all these banks that are ripping us off. So, no, I'm disappointing in him, too, and I just because he's African-American, I just tell the truth. You know, we have to be honest. Yes, he does belong to the Jews. I think he's the first Jewish president that we've ever had, and you can go on YouTube and just listen to the Jews every time something happens. Well, what is Obama doing about it? He's not protecting us. I mean, he's their mouthpiece, and I think
that's so everybody's going to be mad at the Muslims because, you know, they've claimed that he's Muslim.
He's not
so
a Muslim.
So it's just false opposition.
Right. He's a Christian. He's not a Muslim. His father, he didn't even know his father. He met him maybe once or twice. He's a Christian. He belonged to this church. I know that church in Chicago. I've been there. He is not a Muslim. That's just his name, his father's background. He's a Christian. And he has Christian beliefs, I think. I don't know what his
beliefs now. Well, it's kind of debatable.
Right.
I don't know which God he worships, but it's not the one I worship. All righty. We are going to a three-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Patricia McAllister. Stay tuned.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Patricia McAllister, and we're talking briefly about Obama and Michelle. And you know, in Obama's infamous health care bill, he wanted to add $11 billion for community health centers that serve low-income communities. These funds would not be covered by the Hyde Amendment, which stipulates that funds used for abortion be used for rape or incest victims or to save the life of the mother. In other words, these funds could be used for abortion on demand. Now, Michelle Obama worked for the University of Chicago Medical Center, which has a nonprofit status, which allowed it to obtain beneficial tax breaks in exchange for providing charity care. Michelle Obama helped to improvise a scheme to shift low-income charity cases to other area hospitals in order to make room for insurance-carrying patients to increase the hospital's profitability. She did this under the guise of improving the health care of the South Side residents here in Chicago. In 2006, in conjunction with this plan, she persuaded the hospital to hire lawyer David Axelrod, an extremely skillful public relations mastermind, to devise a publicity campaign to market this program to the poor Black community and make it not only palatable, but highly desirable. The Obamas are not helping the Black Americans in any way, shape, or form. They are working against them.
Well, I agree. I agree with you. I mean, I'm a realist. I mean, I tell people this is no time to try to be politically correct. We must tell the truth, and I agree. He's doing nothing for the black community. There's so many blacks unemployed, living with their family members, homeless. It's just terrible, and he won't even mention black people. And it's a shame what he's doing, and what can I say? You know what? That I can't say very much more. I'm ashamed of him. He's the first African black president. He's not really African American, because when we say African American, we mean descendants of slaves. But he's the first black here, and who's been our president. And I think that because he didn't stand up like a man and make decisions on his own, that's why we're in the position we're in. He's taking orders, and anytime you're taking orders from these Jews, your only interest is what they want you to do, and they don't have the interest of the people, especially black people. The Jews, that's how they became millionaires and wealthy and billionaires, from slavery. They owned slaves.
You are exactly right.
Right, they owned slaves. They were in charge of just about all of the economic mechanism in the South. They had the businesses, the cotton, and everything. And they don't want that history out there, see. They want everybody to think that they're just victims from the Holocaust. We're talking about the Rothschilds, the Lehman Brothers, Goldman Sachs, all of them. They're from the South, those Jews. And then when the blacks came up north here, these northern to Illinois and all of that, and these different states, they followed us up there. That's why they were our merchants. They followed us up there and sucked the blood of the black people. And then when Martin Luther King was killed, they ran out because of all of the looting and things like that. But I remember that we were a community in the black community. We didn't have drugs. We didn't have all that fornication, none of that. Jews, before Martin Luther King was killed, maybe 2 or 3 years before, the doctors had blacks lined up out of their offices, giving them illegal cough syrups and pills and medicines. They were making money like that illegally. I remember that. And that's how blacks got on drugs. And then later they, you know, went to the hard stuff, the heroin. We didn't have a drug problem in the black community. I know that.
Well, you know, the abortion, I wrote a paper about it. I call it State-Sanctioned Infanticide. And before 1973, there were more white women obtaining illegal abortions than there were black women. And that has turned totally around. And that was very purposeful. When Margaret Sanger got involved as early as 1914, she was a eugenics advocate, and she organized the Birth Control League in her home, which soon evolved into the American Birth Control League. And in 1922, interested parties founded the American Eugenics Society, the propaganda apparatus of the whole movement, with Davenport and Harry Laughlin as board members. And that eventually turned into the Birth Control Clinical Bureau, which basically ultimately became a Planned Parenthood Federation of America. And basically what they did when they first placed their clinics, they put them all in poor neighborhoods. And most of the abortions now are among the blacks, which is a terrible thing. And she also developed what she called the Negro Project. And, you know, some people argue that that's just some sort of crazy conspiracy theory. But according to the official records, and I quote, the Negro Project was supervised by a special committee that included Margaret Sanger, Mary Lasker, and Clarence Gamble of Procter & Gamble. A National Negro Advisory Council guy. Oh, we've got to take a break here just in a second. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back, and we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Patricia McAllister. Her website is ZionistJewFedReserve.com. And we were talking a little bit about Sanger. Let me just share this with you. Because of black religiosity, Sanger cleverly manipulated black religious leaders by maneuvering them to collaborate with her in an effort to reduce the black population. She said, and I quote, "The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through religious appeal. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea. If it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members," unquote. And she worked with a guy by the name of W.E.B. Du Bois, a liberal black Ph.D. who helped found the Niagara Movement in July of 1905. And that was an organization conceived to promote civil rights for blacks and end racial discrimination. Mary White Ovington and Oswald Garrison Villard, descendants of abolitionists, and William English Walling, and Dr. Henry Moskowitz, because of violence aimed against the blacks, called a meeting to discuss racial injustice. But it's, you know, it's really odd that on February 12, 1909, Du Bois and get these names, Julius Rosenwald, Lillian Wald, Rabbi Emil G. Hirsch, and Rabbi Stephen Weiss replaced the Niagara Movement with the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. Joel Elias Sping Arm, a literature professor at Columbia University, was the NAACP chairman, and the NAACP did not have a black president until Benjamin Hooks in 1977. The Jews have controlled the NAACP since its founding in order to control the movement, in order to control the black population. And as you said, they had certain people who introduced harmful drugs into the community, and this has all been very deliberate.
Oh, yes. They're the enemy of the black people, of the black community. They're our enemies. As a matter of fact, just like you said, 1921, Margaret Sanger, she founded the American Birth Control League, and then they later named it Planned Parenthood Federation of America. And she organized the first birth control clinic. It was staffed by all female doctors, and it was right in Harlem. They put it right in Harlem.
Exactly.
All African American. And yes, and the NAACP, as far as they're concerned, and based on my research, they were just formed to be spies on black people. That's all. And continue to use us. They spy on us. As a matter of fact, it was the NAACP with, like you said, Du Bois, who was responsible for Marcus Garvey, you know, going to prison and losing his movement. So, yes, the NAACP, they're a joke. As a matter of fact, I called them about my case. I haven't gotten a return call yet, and that's been a week ago. They don't care anything about black people. And, you know, they don't care who knows nowadays, but they're just a group of spies, and they use the blacks just to say, well, we're for black people. They're not for black people. And this abortion thing, I agree. They put these clinics in the black community. And as a matter of fact, this is a story for me, you know, a true story. Maybe a month ago I went to, you know, have my exam with my gynecologist and my doctor, primary doctor, and she asked me, she said, how many abortions have you had? I said, excuse me? She said, abortions? I said, I've never had an abortion. I don't believe in that. You know, just the fact that they think that all black women have killed babies. I don't believe it. I've never killed a soul. You see what I mean? So they think that we all are into that, but I know you're right. They do put those clinics in the black community. They encourage black women to have abortions. And as a matter of fact, in California here, Jerry Brown, our new governor, I think a few weeks ago, he just signed a bill that allows girls from 12 to 18 to go and get some kind of shot to prevent them from getting venereal diseases without their parents' consent. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
12 to 18.
Can Is that the Gardasil shot?
Yes, to get some kind of shot so that they can, you know, prevent them from getting diseases, venereal diseases.
I think it sterilizes people.
Yes, that's what I told some teachers. It's nothing but sterilization. Your child, you don't know where your 12-year-old is at some clinic getting shot up with something, and then the next thing you know, she can't have children. You see, this whole society is corrupt, and I believe that the Jewish people are behind it.
Yes. There was a black pastor, Johnny Hunter. He's the head of the African-American Evangelical Pro-Life Ministry, and he said, and I quote, abortion is the number one killer of blacks in America. We're losing our people at the rate of 1,452 a day. That's just pure genocide. There's no other words for it. And he said Sanger's influence and the whole mindset that Planned Parenthood has brought into the black community, it is to destroy your people. And he said, we bought into the lie. We bought into the propaganda.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's a form of birth control. My mother had 8 children. I mean, you got pregnant, you had your child. Nowadays, they're using abortion as a birth control method. You know, they don't talk about not having sex until you're married. They want to use it as a birth control. Go out, sleep with somebody, then kill it. I mean, and they're saying so many are being killed, you wouldn't believe. It goes back to the people who are running this nation. And I don't think our tax dollars should be used for abortion clinics. I mean, I'm not for abortions. I don't think you should be killing babies. If you're out there having sex, then take the responsibility. Many parents are not married and, you know, they don't have a lot of money, but they do raise their children. They've been doing it since the beginning of time. So to say that, and I also read something about that this is having a psychological effect on these women. You know, if these women don't get over that for years and years, you know, killing these babies. So that's also affecting the women, psychologically, the ones who kill these children. And I think as a nation, we should not be sanctioning that kind of behavior.
Exactly. Excuse me, exactly. While the blacks were enslaved, white owners for economic exploitation encouraged them to have abundant number of children. And now they want to change that.
Yes, and another thing I read, I think Patrick Buchanan did this research, where he says the white race is disappearing because white women are not having children. Mm-hmm. And all through Europe or North America, and he said, and maybe, you know, not too far and distant in the future, that the white race, and of course with people, you know, interracial marriages and things like that, so the white women are, like you said, having abortions too, and they just are not having the children. So I think that this is a way of just trying to eliminate the human race, it seems like, if we don't have children, you know.
Sure. And I think it's a homogenization of the races so that we will not have nationalistic values. Getting back to Hitler, he believed in nationalism. In other words, he believed that Germans should love Germany first. And whereas the internationalist believe in getting rid of borders, getting rid of sovereignty, and becoming one big, world governance is what they're after. And the problem is that they don't want to assimilate themselves. They just want everybody else to assimilate.
That's right. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why the Jewish people are having problems. They don't want to blend in. They'll come into your community and be your merchants, take your money, take it back to their communities. But as far as socialization, they don't. They go within their own communities and socialize. And I think that's why they have not changed. They still have this barbaric, money-grabbing, don't care about anyone except Jews, we're the chosen people, attitude. And I think if we could get them out of that and bring them into our society, and teach them how to be civilized, how to not just want to steal and snatch and grab and have everything for yourself, and how to be compassionate among people and love everybody, I think that we would have a better world. But I don't know how we can do that because they refuse, like you say, to assimilate. They just want to be in their own group. And it is not only hurting America, it's hurting the entire world just about.
Sure.
And Adolf Hitler tried to you know, I don't know, they say get rid of them, but it's impossible to get rid of a whole race of people, you see. But we have to do something, and maybe prayer may help.
Well, you're a good person, Patricia. You really are. You're a true Christian.
Thank you.
I don't know that anything is going to... You have more faith than I do. I think that once you are psychopathic and once you've tasted the greed, and once you've experienced this power, I'm not certain that anybody could repent and all of a sudden become really nice.
Mm-hmm. And what I would like to, you know, a lot of people agree with you. I'm trying to be optimistic, you know, be positive about it. But one other thing, I was talking to some people in New York, and I'm just throwing this out there. I mean, watch your children. Watch your children. Don't let them out of your sight. You know, go to schools, see what's going on in these schools with them. Check on their behaviors constantly. Meet all their teachers. Don't let them out of the house, you know, running around the neighborhood and sleeping over in other people's houses. Keep your children close to you, because from what I've been told, there's an assault on our children. Many children come up missing, never hits the newspaper. We never hear about it, never gets in the newspaper at all. And from my understanding, from what I've heard, I mean, I'm not saying this is a rumor, but even in Washington, D.C., they're abusing children. So be careful with your children. Keep them close to you. As you know, this is the time where everything is going on. All kind of demonic behaviors are being exhibited in this world, especially in America. Everything is accepted. And just hold your children close to you. Be careful what you let them listen to and what they watch on television. Spend time with them. When I was growing up, my mother spent time with me. My mother did spend some time, maybe not a lot of time, but it was quality time. And those moments she spent with me and the things she instilled in me, they're with me today. They're still with me, even though she's not no longer here. Bless her soul. So spend some time with your children. Talk to them. And they're very precious. And I try to do the best I can, and I did the best I could to be a good role model for them, and I think I'm still a good role model because based on the position that I took, I want them to stand up for what's right. Even though they may not, other people may not agree with you, stand up for what's right if you see injustices. We all must do that because if we don't, we're going down with the crowd.
That's right. That's right. And there are a lot of missing children, and there are a lot of go unreported. And I think this is true, particularly in the black community. I mean, if a white girl gets taken, gets snatched, they will always, report that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that they would do the same for a black child.
That's right. That's right. Some black parents, they just hold it. You know, they don't maybe go public with it, or if they do, they go to the police department. The police just tell them they're going to do something when they really don't. So they don't know how to use the media. You see what I mean? They're not
sure.
Aware of how to do that. So, yes, a lot of children are coming up missing. And I'm telling people to hold your children close to you. You cannot let them run outside like they used to years ago. And you must go to these schools. I can't say that. I mean, as a substitute teacher, I have my cell phone, and I call parents right in front of the classroom. I was good at it, and I never had a parent disrespect me. They wanted me to call them, and they were like, my kid is acting like that? One parent told me, she says, I don't recognize the child you're telling me about. You see, so kids can be one way at home and another way out, another person outside of the house. So the parents, they really appreciated me. I never had one parent, she talked to me for an hour just talking because I told her how great her child is and the potential that the child has, but I also told her how this child was acting, and she was so thankful. So more teachers need to be involved with parents. Parents do want to know what their children are doing at home because when the kids are in school, they have this peer pressure, you know, and they like boys, and the boys like the girls, and they're all showing off. So parents, be involved with your child. Spend some time and go up to those schools. I don't care if a parent is on drugs, if the parent can't read or write, still go up to the school. You don't have to talk. You don't have to do anything. Just listen to what the teacher tells you. That's all. And then take your child home and take it from there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So many women are working now. It used to be that the mother was at home and would be there when the child would come home from school, and mothers would be involved as room mothers or join PTA. And I'm not certain they even have PTA anymore. But it seems that we're all so distracted that some children are just kind of left to themselves to get their own devices and. And another thing is that so many children, because they are not going outside and playing kickball or basketball or whatever else they used to play, they are attached to the computer or to some game, and which is also kind of dangerous. You know, they're not reading. They're doing things entertaining themselves or being involved in these games that promote violence, which is really bad.
That's true. And another thing I noticed with the children, a lot of them are addicted. Like you said, they're addicted to these games. So they come to school and they just sit there. They can't wait until 3 o'clock until they get home. They can get back on the game, computers and all of that. And I've had to tell parents to take them away, and some parents have. And the kids started doing their work in school, and they started doing their homework. So the parents need to know that these games are addictive. And also, I must say something good about the schools. The food is better, and they have their PE. They have a period of PE where they're out there on the field running and playing games. So they do get a workout now. And this is 5 days a week. Now, I don't exercise 5 days a week. I may go 3 days to the gym. But the kids are working out now, and they don't have a lot of fat in the food, so that may be helping. But, yes, the parents must monitor what they're doing on those computers, because they can be in those porn sites. You know, they're all over the place, these kids. That's why they know so much. So if parents can sort of put some blocks on those computers and maybe just get rid of the computers and let the kids go to the library and you go with them, you see. Now, parents who cannot come to the school, get the phone numbers. They can call the school and talk to the teachers. Teachers have a break. We get like an hour break. They call it conference. Well, we don't have a class. And you can, the parents can call the teacher on those breaks, and the teacher can let the parent know how the kid is doing, so they don't have to come up there, you see.
Yes. Well, I do believe also parents need to know who their children's friends are, and really, like you say, know what their child is doing. And it isn't that you don't trust your child, but you care about your child enough to know what they're doing, how they're, what they're involved in. And if you show them that you care, I think that they will respond appropriately. All righty, we do have to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back with Patricia McAllister in just a moment.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Our guest today has been Patricia McAllister. Her website is Zionist Jew Fed Reserve, all one word, .com, and it is linked on the radio schedule page. So what are your plans now, besides trying to get a job?
Well, I think that I want to continue working with trying to abolish the Federal Reserve while I'm not working, and I like to do more traveling to inform people about the Federal Reserve Bank and why we need to abolish it. And I think that's going to be my life's mission, because what they did to me, and to also work on the fact that we don't want America to take our First Amendment right from us. We should be able to speak our mind, what we think, our opinions, without worrying about losing our jobs or being, you know, thrown in jail or whatever, because then we won't have a democracy anymore. So I'm not only doing this for me, but for other teachers, because I'm on this news group with other teachers, and they're afraid, you know, like, hey, can they do that to us? You're at a cocktail party with your friends, for instance, and you say something, and someone goes back to your boss, and you get fired. I mean, this is, I'm getting a lot of mail from people who are concerned, so they're always asking me, what are you doing? What's up? They want me to fight this and to work on this, and I am. So right. This is my life mission now.
Right. And, of course, they have imposed hate speech laws, international hate speech laws, where there are some countries that you can't even talk about this because you do get put in jail. And so what you're doing is admirable, and I wish you all the luck in the world. I think that you're a model for others, and I admire the fact that you are not afraid. You just say what is on your mind, and that is such a wonderful characteristic.
Thank you, Deanna. Well, like I tell people, they've taken everything you have. What do you have to lose? You have everything to gain. You know, I mean, they're screwing us like you wouldn't believe it. And I don't use that word too often, but not just me, but the American people. So
That's right.
We have to stand up and fight this thing, or we have to push them back, just like they took back those fees from the bank. Somebody emailed me, and they said, did you do that? You know, I mean, they took the fees. You send it there. So, I mean, we have to stand up, push these people back, because the more people are crying, the more they're crying and saying, oh, don't squeeze us. We're hurting. We're losing our jobs, our homes. They seem to be squeezing tighter. So let's push them back, and not only push them back, but push them out of the country. And we're going to start with the Federal Reserve Bank.
Exactly. Well, as I say, it's certainly been wonderful having you on the program today. And
thank you. I enjoyed it.
And I hope that you can continue. So do you have another program lined up?
Yes, I have a couple lined up this week. And more, I have to, you know, more people are asking me, but it takes a lot of me out of me to talk. You see what I mean?
Sure.
So I try not to do too many at one,
sure,
you know, in 1 week, because I need to relax and get my thoughts together. And you really brought out a lot of topics that I've never talked about. But I'm not afraid. You know, this is who I am. More people, they want to know more about me. Maybe that's why they didn't cut off the stations. You know, they found out you had me on the air.
I'm sure that's it. Oh, bless your heart, Patricia.
All right, Deanna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.